Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Saturday morning and we are talking about questions and answers and feedback in our continuing series. So if you've got any questions you'd like to discuss on air, or if you'd like to share any experiences that you've had since starting your supernatural goals, whether from the negative or the positive, feel free to give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Or you can always email me at diane@wecanprepare.org. Also, as a reminder, the blog is at wecanprepare.org. And we are looking for ways to make it more interactive, so keep an eye on there. You can always sign up for the podcasts of this broadcast at the homepage just by clicking iTunes. That'll sign you up, and if you don't have iTunes, you can just download it for free. It's a pretty cool little gadget. But basically what we want to do is be following along and developing a base of understanding so that we can apply what we've been learning. The goal of Christianity is to not just know about God. It's about knowing Him. It's a verb. It's a process. It's a way of life. In our spirits, we already know that life. We've experienced it. We're one with Him. But in our soul and our body, we're all in the process of knowing Him more, being consumed and subsumed into who He is through our spirits into His spirit. This is what we were originally created for. I was thinking on how God's nature is eternally creative, which now makes our spirit nature eternally and limitlessly creative. And yet we box ourselves in, we box God in to our certain expectations, what we've been taught. And the more we are pursuing those things that God gives us a desire for, the more there will be an expectation of having our beliefs changed. Now, obviously, we don't know what things that we're believing now aren't true. Okay, I could tell you 2 + 2 = 4. Now, you and I think, yeah, that's absolute. But down the road, you know, there, who knows? And what we are looking at is the conflict between what we know and what is reality. In a scientific way, we know more about the surface of the moon than we do about the floor of the ocean. And as more and more exploration goes on, we find out more and more about the ocean and about what's going on down there. And about 99% of the volcanoes that are on the Earth are underwater, and about half of those are active. Little things like that. But just those are fun things. And the point being that we think we know everything there is to know. And that early in the 20th century, in the 1900s, I believe it was in the 19, 48. Maybe it was earlier than that. Yeah, I think it was earlier than that, now that I think about it. Regardless, the head of the patent office wanted to close it down because he said everything that can be invented has been invented. He was just so overwhelmed with the amount of stuff that was being invented. He was like, okay, that's it. Nothing more can be done. Now, obviously, that was before computers, before so many other things. And so to think that we don't know what's going to be on the front pages tomorrow in our natural world, in this earthly world, we also don't know what God has for each one of us as far as how he wants to reveal himself and what's going on in both the supernatural and the spiritual worlds. We have so little perception of what's going on in the natural world. Usually it's just our own four little corners of our little world. And unless it affects us or it's thrown at us so hard we can't miss it, we just really focus on what involves us. And this is why God is intruding in our lives. And rather than making him force his way in, we want to willingly be available, which is why we've been taking him at his word that he wants to free us and be our God, teach us and train us, be our counselor, the one who comes alongside, who teaches and trains us in the way we should go. He's revealing himself in a variety of ways. And the more we make ourselves available, the more our solical senses are quickened. They are sharpened. They are refined. They become reliable. There's no reason not to expect that our solical senses can be so reliable that they replace our physical senses. Let me repeat that. You have supernatural senses that see, solical senses that see into the supernatural realm. They are just as real as your spirit, as your natural senses, your sight, your hearing, your taste, your touch, and your smell. Those are your natural senses. Well, you have solical senses as well, and they relate to the supernatural world, the supernatural realm. And there is no reason that supernatural realm is just as real as the natural realm. And just as, for most of us at least, when we open our eyes, we trust what we see. When we taste something, when we touch it, when we stub our toe, we feel that pain. We accept what we see and interact with in the natural as being real. And we rely on our senses to tell us what it is we're experiencing. That's the same in the supernatural realm. The supernatural realm is at least as real. Now, it's more confusing because it is not limited to this earth. And we won't get too far off into that. But for now, just recognize that the supernatural realm is real and that your soul is made to relate to it. Just as your body is made, that's what it does. It relates to the natural realm. Your soul relates to the supernatural realm. We've just learned so well to tune it out through the demands of our natural world. We put all our focus and attention on the needs of our body. And that's basically, you know, to stay on this earth, we do need to do that. We do need to pay attention to the needs of our physical body. But we often do that in a way that neglects our soulical being, our soulical senses. So what we've been doing is focusing on developing new habits that begin to force ourselves to develop those soulical senses. What's the first thing we do when we encounter something new or have a question or need to make a decision? We kick in our soulical sense. We ask God. Because remember, in your spirit, you already know the answers. So this is not a spiritual exercise. It's a soulical exercise. You're communicating with your spirit, which abides in God. So you're asking God. You're connecting your soulical senses to the spirit who's already talking to you. But you're quickening, enlivening, paying attention to your soulical senses. So by developing our goals, both the negative and the positive facing, we are expanding ways in which we can quicken our soulical senses. And we are applying them in very personal situations. So it's not just an exercise or learning a lesson that once we learn this, we're going to move on to something else. When you learn to strengthen your physical body, when you learn a particular exercise and you build up to maybe 50 push-ups, you don't just stop and go on to something else once you've gotten to hit your goal of 50. You continue to have push-ups in your routine. You may expand it and then add something, but you continue to do those push-ups because the fitness that was achieved by doing the 50 push-ups will be lost unless you continue to do push-ups. Now, you may not need to do 50, but you will need to do some to maintain the level of fitness that you achieved through that. So in our supernatural goals situation, as why we are doing parallel courses, both dealing with the negatives in our lives and dealing with the positives in our lives, the desires and skills we desire, we are intertwining problem solving and fulfilling our desires. God gave you desires. Those things that are intriguing to you, He wants you to pursue. If there's an area of information you want to know, He wants you to pursue that. You ask Him first, then you test it. Lord, is that you? And then you go, okay, now how do I do that? How can I fit this into my life? Now, anything you're going to pursue is going to take your time and attention. Those are your big assets. Those are the things you do have control over. And yes, you do have control over your time and your attention. So this is an area we are learning to prioritize where we're spending our assets. When we talk about developing and pursuing our supernatural goals, then the process, we may be thinking, okay, what I really want to do is, have a supernatural experience where I go to another planet. Okay, that's something someone wants to do. That desire is check with God. See if he wants, if that's something he wants you to experience now. That's not a totally uncommon experience. Okay? It's just not talked about very much. So if that's something that's intriguing to you, or you want to find out about something, like we were just talking about under the, you know, God, is there, you know, is there life on other planets? How does time work? How does, you know, our heart work? Whatever you're interested in, whatever he's given you a desire for. You know, where was I before I got into this body? Whatever you want to know, ask. Ask God. Ask him if this is something you can pursue. It's the goodness of God that draws us. He gives you the desires to draw us to him. Because this is not going to be about your figuring him out or doing your own research as far as reading books or talking with people, even though those are going to be helpful resources. And if he puts things in your way, you ask him, Lord, is this from you or is this a distraction? So you pursue those things that he wants you to pursue. But the number one assets you're going to have in this pursuit is your time and attention. Now, very often we think we're giving him our time, but we're so busy during that time. We're going to church, we're reading our Bible, we're reading a book, or we're listening to worship tapes. But you're not paying him attention. You're paying attention to all the things you're doing. So, and sometimes we think giving him, you know, a thought here and there is enough. Where we may be giving him our total attention, but not giving him the time he wants us to give us. Now, of course, he knows how much time each one of us has. And guess what? It's 24 hours a day. But he knows some of us have busier schedules than others. But just as when we make an appointment, whether it's at the dentist's office or to bring our car in to have service done, when we make an appointment, we don't have any problems making it, for the most part. You know, when you have to be in to work at a certain time, or a meeting when you're at work, a meeting starts at such and such a time, you know that's when you're supposed to be there. And you know it's expected that you'll be there. And if you're a good employee, you'll be there. Hopefully early and ready. Well, we do the same thing with God. We check with him about how much time. He knows your schedule. He knows what's on your plate. And he may ask you to be spending more time with him and giving him more attention than you think you have. You may need to quit some of your religious activities. He may ask you to quit church so you can spend time with him. Doesn't that sound funny? But that's what's important to him, is your time and attention. And as you do that, those desires that he's placed on your heart and those goals that you've set to overcome various negative habits that you've developed and wounds, by giving him time and attention according to the schedule that he has set for you, that process quickens your solical senses. Now, here's the thing, is we think we are such an immediate society. We all are. We're by our habits, we want immediate gratification. So when we spend time with God and give him our attention during that time, we often expect something to happen. And if we've been, say, giving him our time and attention for week after week after week, and we don't see any progress towards our goals, we drop it. We say, well, this isn't working. Because during that time, nothing happens. You know, we have an expectancy that if we're looking for an experience where we visit another planet, that we're going to, during that time of waiting and listening, we're going to visit another planet. Now, that's not what he's thinking of. He's thinking he's making you ready. He's quickening your senses. Because here's the neat thing. You don't know that you aren't visiting other planets. Okay? Think about that for a minute. You don't know. If you're not aware of where he's taking you, you don't know that you aren't already fulfilling what you wanted to do. Just as very often God has healed wounds in our life, but because we aren't willing to change our habits, we still function as if those wounds haven't been healed. We still treat ourselves, treat others, as if we're still living as victims. So we want to be talking to God about what we're learning. And using our example of visiting another planet, you know, Lord, nothing seems to be happening. Am I missing something? Nope, we're right on track. Well, Lord, is this still the goal? And he may say, well, you've already met that goal, but we can keep on working on it. Well, what do you mean we've already met that goal? He says, I've already taken you to where you wanted to go. Lord, what did I miss? And he may say, well, that's what we're working on. Lord, is there anything else I need to do? Nope, just keep on keeping on. And what do? We just keep on keeping on. One thing to be assured of is he knows when you need encouragement. He knows when you need to be motivated. He's not expecting you to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. He likes you, and he's a likable guy. You don't have to keep things bottled up until you're so frustrated or angry or upset that it all comes out at once. You can talk to him on a moment-by-moment basis. He's right there. And he likes your company. So his job is to reveal himself to you, spirit, soul, and body. And to do that, your soulical senses need to be awakened and refreshed and revised. You were born with these senses. And very often it's only after time we grow out of them. Again, because our attention is all about meeting the needs of our physical bodies. So there's a big shift going on. And we want to let that shift go according to God's tutelage and not try to control when and how he does things. So start by asking and just double-checking, Lord, am I spending enough time with you? And am I giving you the attention this needs? Now, in our Thursday morning series, we will be getting into very specific specifics on different approaches and processes to use, procedures, as we have been on all our other series. We've covered a lot. We will be covering more. We've hopefully built a good foundation. But this is what it's coming down to. Is being able to experience and encourage others with our experiences always keeping in mind that the supernatural realm is still a created realm. The supernatural realm is not eternal. It's not reality as a non-created thing. It's a created thing, just as our natural realm, this earth, is a created thing. Only God is not created, and that means only spirit, only the spirit realm is perfect. In the supernatural realm, what we experience, we check with God. God, is this from you? God, this is what I'm concluding from this. Is that accurate? And he may say yes for now. We have a long way to go, and he can take us there quickly, but it's a long way to go in order to be able to receive all the information that he wants to give us. I love in the scriptures where it talks about Jesus coming and teaching, and I believe it's in John where he says that there couldn't be enough books written to contain all the things that Jesus taught and did while he was here on earth. There just couldn't be enough books. And we don't want to get overwhelmed by what God has for us, because he is making us able to receive. This also is his job. It's not your job to figure out how to get it, what you should ask for. Your job is to be available. Give him your time and attention. And then be real with him. You may not think, well, I'm not really interested in anything. Okay, accept that as where you're at now, but also understand that that's not true. Because he's drawing you. So just hang in there. Whatever he's giving you to do for now, just do that. Be content, be at rest, be at peace. He knows what he's doing, and he knows his time frame. And just because you don't see what he's doing in your life doesn't mean he's just got you on the shelf somewhere. He's not out there. He's in you, and you're in him. And even that whole concept, we still have yet to comprehend with our minds, with our brains, what that means. Now, if that's something that interests you, pursue that. Again, it's whatever the Lord is drawing you with. Follow it. Double check with him. Lord, this has always been something I've been curious about. Should I ask you about it? Can I pursue you about this? And if he says yes, now one thing that's important and helpful, because we do get so easily distracted by what's going on in the natural realm, is to write things down. You don't have to journal. Okay, you don't have to make it, it's not a legalistic thing where you have to do it every day, but keep track. Okay, you could do it, you know, recording your thoughts and your feelings on audio tape, you know, into your computer, however you want to do it. But keep track. What that does is that once you put it into an additional form other than just thoughts, it makes it more solid. And looking back, you may see, oh, wait a minute, I dropped this. This is something God wanted me to pursue, and I dropped it. And it will remind us, Lord, should I come back to this? He said, yes. You didn't drop it, that there was an interference there. And he has just wonderful opportunities for us to learn not just about dealing with the supernatural realm, but how to accept his life, his love, and our exciting futures. So thank you for tuning in. We'll be getting back together again on Monday at 7:30. Have a great rest of the weekend, and if you ever want to get in touch with me, it's Diane at wecanprepare.org. Have a great weekend. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio.